This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger will testify in person during Thursday's made-for-TV, mostly partisan January 6 hearing. A judge in West Virginia has blocked authorities in the U.S. state from enforcing an abortion ban. A Kanawha County Circuit Court Judge Tara Salengo granted the Women's Health Center of West Virginia a preliminary injunction against the ban on Monday. With Maryland Governor Larry Hogan term limited, the contest to replace him has drawn the attention of former President Trump. Even Oprah Winfrey is weighing in. Voters on Tuesday will choose nominees in statewide legislative and congressional races. Hogan has endorsed former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz. Trump has backed state legislator Dan Cox.
My campaign is to restore freedom to the free state. What's so wrong about that? Nothing. Everyone across every party line wants to have their liberty back, and I'm the only one offering that.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
After nearly destroying last season's All-Star Game based on fake election laws in Georgia, Major League Baseball is hoping you'll watch tonight's All-Star Game at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Iran has no respect for President Biden, snubbing him as they continue to develop their first nuclear bomb.
Iran can build a nuclear bomb if it wants. That's what a senior advisor to the Supreme Leader told Al Jazeera on Sunday. This as the Biden administration has been trying to work with Iran on an agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Officials say the deal is basically finished.
It's up to Iran to see whether they're going to take it or not. We're going to continue to make sure we have the capability and the capacity in the region, military and otherwise, to deal with their destabilizing activities.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is backing Karen Taylor Robson in Arizona's Republican gubernatorial primary, going against former President Trump's endorsement. Pence is expected to campaign with Robson, a housing developer, on Friday. And that's the same day that Trump is set to hold a rally for former TV news anchor Carrie Lake and her Arizona gubernatorial run. The winner of the August 2nd Republican primary will likely become the state's next governor. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, has blocked a push by the Biden administration and Democrats for another $1 trillion spending bill that will make inflation even worse. Senator Marsha Blackburn applauds Manchin's stance on Newsmax.
Biden just cannot spend enough money. He continues to push what he is trying to spend. Now, he spent $4 trillion on COVID, and he's wanting to add another trillion to it. And, Rob, every economist around says the spending needs to stop because it, along with energy, are the primary drivers of inflation. Well, we know that it is not a good idea. We know that this is going to continue to drive up inflation. People that I talk with say 9.1%. They're not looking at the things we spend our money on. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to fill up the tank, you have your prices through the roof.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but we should all be encouraged. I mean, according to Rasmussen, 9 out of 10 people agree we're on the wrong track. I think that's a positive sign. So now what does the right track look like, and how do we get there? And we've got to have an honest and open conversation. Like all things in our culture today, though we have the cancelers and the invalidators out there running amok and getting in the way of said opportunity, to be able to elevate the conversation and for us to really grow in knowledge, that process is being retarded on purpose for a specific reason. But we need to continue to resist their attempts to cancel us and to keep us from, conversing and exchanging the ideas that are needed for a time such as this. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Dr. Abigail Favalli is with us. A new book, I'll tell you, it's so timely. The Genesis of Gender. This is a Christian theory that she writes about. Dr. Favalli, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, good to be here.
Okay, why the book?
Don't say
why not.
I started writing a book more generally about feminism, but then as I tried to write a chapter on gender, it just kept growing and growing and growing because there's so much confusion about what gender means, so many different ways people are using the term. And so eventually that chapter grew into its own book, and I just kind of followed the muse, and I'm glad that I did, because now that it's coming out, it's even more timely, I think, than it was when I was writing it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we have a situation here on the Hill last week where you got a professor in Berkeley trying to redefine, gender and confuse people. And, my response after Josh Hawley confronted her, and I felt for the professor because, she said, because you dare question it, that you are harming, trans people, that you are, you're putting a crosshair of violence, in a sense, my words, not hers specifically, on trans people. And I'm saying, no, we need that. First of all, what she had to say was quite defiant, in my humble opinion. And I say defiant based on the Word of God, against the laws of nature and nature's God. It's quite clear the definition of gender. And we have this movement now that wants to challenge it. Now, for those of us who believe that God did say and believe in the Word of God, and let's go back to when it all began in Genesis, when he created them, you know, specifically, you know, gender specific, this is the God of the universe that did so, I'd say if you take exception to that, then that's who you need to talk to, right?
Right. I mean, I think especially for Christians, we do have to turn to Genesis for a better understanding of our nature and our purpose as human beings. Genesis isn't just about our origins. It's also about who we are and what we're made for. So that's one reason why I do, in one of my chapters, an in-depth reading of the first three chapters of Genesis, and talking specifically about sexual difference and how important it is in our cosmology as Christians.
Exactly. Well, and that's, you know, we've been saying for quite a while, Dr. Favalli, that we need to return to first principles. First principles are right there in Genesis in those first three chapters that you outlined. You know, it's like any organization being led by somebody with some prudency, and they find out that somewhere along the line they made the wrong turn and things just aren't being produced in the manner to which they originally intended, right? And it will take wisdom in an organization to say, okay, let's review the hits here. Let's find out where we made the wrong turn and when things started going bad. And this is where we are in the culture today, is that there needs to be that voice of reason to say, okay, I mean, like I said earlier, Rasmussen's report says, you know, 9 out of 10 people say we're on the wrong track. Okay, well, let's talk about that. Let's rewind. Let's go back to first principles and figure out where we made the wrong turn. Where did we get off track and what happened? And I firmly believe, as I observe the culture, that it happened as this progressive movement entered into the culture and turned us away from God.
Yeah, in part of what the Genesis of Gender, the book talks about, I give the narrative of how the concept of gender developed, especially in the 21st or the 20th century. It's a relatively new concept, even though it's become so common now. And even though a lot of the changes that we're seeing seem to be happening so quickly and coming out of nowhere, they've actually been in the works for a while, kind of trickling down from academic theories about sex and gender that have become popularized, especially through social media. So I actually think that social media is one of the probably the more prominent forces that's behind this phenomenon. And that's when you look at the data to see the sudden increase in trans identification, especially among young people, and pretty significant demographic shifts. So it used to be classically that most people who sought gender transition were middle-aged men. But then about 10 years ago, or really around 2013, 2014, we suddenly saw across the Western world this huge jump in young women. So the demographic shifted to women, and the age also lowered to late adolescence and early adulthood. And so that's around the time, 2013, 2014, that we really see the huge use of social media also rise. So I think this is a complex phenomenon, but I think social media is one of the things that's making it accelerate so rapidly over the past 7 years or so.
I would agree. I mean, it's been a portal that has opened up to so many people. I mean, who would have thought, you know, when we were growing up, Dr. Favalli, I mean, you think, okay, how is this going to happen? And then all of a sudden you have mass communication, and then it just, all of a sudden it's on steroids, and then we've got the internet that comes into play, and then social media, Facebook and everything. And it's been exponential, and its impact that it's had on people, I would agree, has just been beyond awesome here, and has moved so exponentially. And it has our head spinning, because, you know, I think some of us are pausing to look at this and going, wait a minute, how did we find ourselves here, and how do we get out?
Yes, how do we get out? That's a really good question. So one, here's a slightly encouraging tidbit, I guess. So one thing that I'm encouraged by is that in Europe, we're seeing several prominent countries who've been pioneers in this move toward medicalizing gender transitions. They're actually course correcting. So Sweden, for example, was, you know, has been a pioneering country in terms of embracing these concepts of gender and the practice of medical transition. But this year, in February, a Swedish oversight agency reviewed all the scientific evidence and concluded that there is not enough scientific evidence to justify using puberty blockers and hormones and surgeries on young people who struggle with gender dysphoria. And so now Sweden has almost entirely pulled back on that practice, and they're prioritizing psychotherapy. So that's a huge, I think, a huge step forward. And we're seeing similar movements in Finland, France, the UK. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the United States and Canada are just kind of barreling forward.
Exactly. Got to go to break. Yeah. We've got more from Dr. Abigail Favalli after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
know, not a day passes in today's culture that the news doesn't include some version of a gender theory. You know, a story, whether it's schools pushing inappropriate books on kids or drag shows geared for children or viral videos on the definition of a woman or the lack thereof. I mean, after all, we have a Supreme Court judge that didn't want to answer, refused to answer, said she didn't know what the definition of a woman was. I mean, boy, if that doesn't open up your mind to some dark possibilities, I don't know. I mean, it causes you to take pause and say, what the heck is going on with our culture? And as we were mentioning in the first break with Dr. Abigail Favalli in her book, The Genesis of Gender, I think that, another example was what happened on the Hill when the far-left Berkeley law professor was having a discussion with Josh Hawley over, you know, a woman getting pregnant and what that opened up in terms of, you know, the conversation, which was, I felt quite defiant and not beneficial, like a lot of these conversations and these stories that are coming out of the left right now. I don't think, Abigail, I can come away from these conversations and feel like, man, I'm sure glad we talked about that. I'm a lot smarter. You know what I mean? And I don't mean to be, you know, disdainful and that. I really am trying to understand. But at some point, you've got to be able to identify foolishness for what foolishness is. Do you not?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that there wasn't a lot of conversing that was happening in that exchange, right? They were talking past each other. And I think there's actually some things we can learn from analyzing that exchange, I think, in terms of the rhetorical strategy. So the senator was recognizing some internal tensions and contradictions between abortion rights rhetoric and trans rights rhetoric, because abortion rights rhetoric has to connect the idea of woman and female, right, in order to claim that women need abortion, it's women who get pregnant, right? So that connection between woman and female is really relied upon in an important way. But then when it comes to trans rights, that connection is completely disregarded and attacked. So there's this internal contradiction here that he was trying to point out. But instead of directly responding to that, we see this pivot that shuts down conversation, right? Mm-hmm. That says, no, you're not allowed to ask these questions, to ask questions, or to even ask for definitions becomes a kind of violence, mm-hmm. right? So that's a very specific rhetorical strategy, I think, that's happening. But I think there's also something deeper that happens in these sorts of debates, because when you separate the idea of man and woman from material reality, from embodiment, from biological sex, then the only way to really ground those identities is in language. And so that's why we see so much emphasis on pronouns, on names, on using particular terminology like pregnant person rather than woman, mm-hmm. because the only way to kind of keep up the illusion that a male can be a woman is if we kind of play this linguistic game and if everyone participates in it, right? So everyone has to participate in this linguistic recreation of what it means to be a woman. And so in a sense, when you don't play along, you are undermining that kind of identification. So there's a reason they're threatened by it, because it both unmasks the internal contradictions and the incoherence in this perspective, but it also does destabilize that identity claim. So I think that's why she quickly pivoted to, you can't talk about this, you're being transphobic, right? Because that's really the only move left, because you can't point to a clear definition of woman, right, that would support mm-hmm. both trans rights and abortion rights that you're trying to make, right? So it's a really interesting exchange, I think. It is,
and we should take some things away from it that are really important. And this is what I want our audience to draw to this, Abigail, and maybe you can help us here, is that, you know, we need to understand the end game. Again, foolishness is foolish, and the Bible's clear that you get away from foolishness. You don't want to waste your time about it. But it seems that right now, because of, as you said, these entities, whether it's social media, you know, television, I mean, we went through already an entire month of Pride Month being thrust upon us, and that's not enough. Now we have extensions of Pride Month. I mean, the commercials are continuing on through July. The reference to this gender confusion and identity, you know, continues to be thrust upon us. And, you know, people of faith, especially, who believe that God did say and did mean exactly what he said, you know, are coming into conflict with this, and we need to be better prepared to understand that, look, at this is the world that we're in today, and that we don't need to totally freak out, but we need to be prepared so that, it's not going to hurt my feelings to get canceled. You know, I've been rejected. I've been canceled before. So, but you need to understand where your identity and what we're here for. I mean, they are on a deconstruct program. At the end of the day, are the genders better off in their realm of philosophy, or are they better off in the institutions that God has established?
Well, I mean, I think it's always better to be in touch with reality. So I would say that one of the things that really troubles me, and this is the reason why I'm writing about it and speaking about it, even though it's such a hot button issue, is how especially young people who are experiencing very different kinds of distress or anguish are getting kind of caught up in this framework that's trying to explain their suffering, and it's giving them a solution that will ultimately cause them more harm, right? So that's I think what's really troubling about this, that there are real people who are being caught up in these ideas, and those people need to be loved well, especially by Christians. But at the same time, we have to be clear that loving well does not mean buying into this way of thinking about men and women that is at odds with reality, that is at odds with science, and that is at odds with the Christian faith.
Exactly. Am I loving you for the culture? Am I loving you for God's intent? Am I bringing you to the cross of Christ? That's what love does. Am I going along to get along and just adding to your confusion? I mean, because God's brought, you know, people into your orbit for a specific reason. As the Bible said, a word aptly spoken. What is that word aptly spoken? Maybe it's something to clarify some gender confusion, you know, to kind of balance out the bad porridge that you've been fed with, the porridge that's poisoning you. I mean, you know, I think, Abigail, you know, with each successive Thanksgiving time, you know, kids go to college, they come home for Thanksgiving, and this has been going on for decades. When the children come home after a semester in college or in university campus life, I mean, the parents are shaking their head and wondering, what the heck happened to my child? And even more so, I think that this is going to come into play when a child comes home for Thanksgiving dinner, and now the rules of engagement are, here's the list of pronouns that you must know so you don't offend me and I don't throw, you know, the Thanksgiving biscuit in your direction.
Yeah, there are a lot of families that are wrestling with this, absolutely. And that's something that's important too, right? So the language that we use, you know, our identity, I guess, who we are as men and women, as boys and girls, I mean, those are that's a relational identity, right? So if you disrupt that, it also disrupts the relationship between father and son, mother and daughter, right? So all of our familial relationships and our communal relationships are really disrupted when, you know, an individual tries to kind of redefine their own sense of reality. That also impacts the people in their lives who love them and who are connected to them. So it's really hard. A lot of families are going through some really hard things right now with this.
Well, Dr. Abigail Favalli, author of the book, The Genesis of Gender, Christian Theory. So what's next? 30 seconds left, doctor.
Oh, well, what's next? I would say with this particular phenomenon that we've been discussing, I'm hoping that we'll begin to see more lawsuits come, especially from young people who have been medically transitioned and who have had really bad effects because of that, and as their stories come to light. So I'm hoping that we'll have some brave souls and brave lawyers who are willing to defend them, because I think that's exactly what might change the tide in the United
like
States.
To publish and sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger will testify in person during Thursday's made-for-TV, mostly partisan January 6 hearing. A judge in West Virginia has blocked authorities in the U.S. state from enforcing an abortion ban. A Kanawha County Circuit Court Judge Tara Salingo granted the Women's Health Center of West Virginia a preliminary injunction against the ban on Monday. With Maryland Governor Larry Hogan term limited, the contest to replace him has drawn the attention of former President Trump. Even Oprah Winfrey is weighing in. Voters on Tuesday will choose nominees in statewide legislative and congressional races. Hogan has endorsed former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz. Trump has backed state legislator Dan Cox.
My campaign is to restore freedom to the free state. What's so wrong about that? Nothing. Everyone across every party line wants to have their liberty back, and I'm the only one offering that.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. We've got the managing editor of Stream.org. He can run, but he can't hide. We catch up with him sooner or later. The one and only Al Parada. We got him by a stranglehold right now. We will not let him go. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, you caught me. Yes.
Yeah, I did. You see, I I've missed you. I know you've been busy, process moving, life, everything else that's gotten in the way. But whenever we have you on the show, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us, buddy.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's talk, Ashley. Yeah. Well, always. The door's open for you, buddy. The light's always on. Well, let's talk about Ashley Biden's diary, huh? The FBI raids Project Veritas over this diary, exposing disturbing family secrets. I mean, this is quite telling that the FBI comes in and raids James O'Keefe's facility in order to get their hands on Ashley Biden's diary. They weren't quite this aggressive when it came to Hunter's laptop, so what gives?
No, well, this is what's kind of confusing, because the Project Veritas tried to hand the diary over to the Biden people, and they wouldn't take it I guess it would have been 2020. What? Because I guess if they took it, that would be affirming that what was in it was true. So it makes sense from a lawyer's point of view. But now the FBI, what business is it of the FBI? It's like, would they be investigating if somebody had her, had come across her dog? It's like, what is their business in this? But it goes back to, we're talking about Hunter Biden. You got to remember, the Secret Service was involved in the case involving Hunter's, you know, the gun. The brother's wife, when they were having their affair, right. He tosses the gun away. The Secret Service got involved, and the Secret Service wasn't even supposed to be protecting Hunter Biden. So the federal government is being used by the Biden family to protect the Biden children. That's telling too. Now, if you want to talk about salacious stuff, let's get to it.
Yeah. No, it's a hot mess. I mean, here we go. We have Trump in the White House before, three kids, pretty balanced. You know, I think all things considered, you look at the family. Of course, mom just passed away, and even Donald Trump gave credit to her, saying she was the one that raised these kids. But, you know, I don't know them personally, but what I see about them, I'll tell you, I think any father, any mother would be proud of those three kids. And then you got the Biden.
Let's not say three. You got to remember, obviously Barron, but you got to remember the daughter Tiffany from Carla Maple.
Right, right.
If anybody was going to turn out to be a dysfunctional mess doing like a sex, you know, leaking sex videos and doing reality shows, it's going to be Tiffany Trump, because, you know, because the relationship there with the divorce and, you know, the whole thing, Tiffany Trump. Mm-hmm. And what she ends up doing? She ends up being a lawyer. Now, again, you can say whatever you want about lawyers, but I'd rather have a lawyer who's, you know, trouble-free and is, a you know, lovely and, you know, seems to be a gracious person and really sharp when you listen to her talk, as opposed to, you know, what's happening with the Biden kids.
Somebody on crack and having M&M fetishes.
Yes. And again, it's like you're talking about going back to the diary. You hate to see it in a way. This is somebody's personal diary, but the stuff that she talks about in there is consistent with the behavior of Hunter Biden as well. Mm-hmm. So you got to see there's something deeper going on in that family, because these are two broken addicts, not just with drugs, but with, you know, sex addicts, and who are both broken people, and you got to wonder.
Yeah, it's really sad on so many levels, but this is, you know, these are fellow humanoids going through life, and to have experienced what they've experienced, and of course, in Hunter's case, after all that we've gone through, and I guess what agitates this all the more is because of what they've done to Donald Trump. And you go, wait a minute, you guys seem to be overreactive about Donald Trump. You keep coming up with these narratives. We're into the third iteration of an impeachment. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's no longer in office, but you're still on this impeachment run. And, you know, so we're having to suffer that. And meanwhile, you've got obvious issues. I mean, you got what you claim was Russian disinformation. You've got, Ashley Biden's diary. Sadly, as you said, I mean, you're reading some very personal and private things that you wouldn't want out there, whether it happens to be, you know, the president of the United States. But even when it is, especially the president of the United States, it becomes a national security issue, because he is the leader of America, the leader of the free world, and he's in jeopardy.
Yeah, the blackmail material on Joe Biden. I mean, I hate to be the person in Russia or China who has to lift the file of the blackmail file on Joe Biden. I mean, they got to have a back brace because it's just so big. Because, you know, just from what's on the laptop, Hunter's laptop alone, again, it's not what you keep seeing what the media doing is trying to talk like about Hunter Biden without connecting it to Joe Biden and what it means to national security.
See, I say it goes beyond, and Al, let me tell you, I have been insisting it goes beyond Joe Biden. This happened during the Obama administration, and you not only had Joe Biden, but lest we forget, you had Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation going on. And so here, you know, the common the common president at the time is Barack Obama. You're going to tell me that somehow he's immune? And the fact of the matter is, Al, is that the media can hide all they want. And people here in America can kind of just stick their head in the sand and say, well, it didn't exist. Guess what? You know, everybody in the world knows what's going on. Macron knows what's going on. The Prince of Saudi Arabia knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Xi knows what's going on. That's why he told Blinken and the U.S. contingent, don't talk to us about your self-righteousness. We know who you are, in essence, is what they told them. And so, we're Joe Biden is not fooling anybody outside of America. They know he is captured. They know he's compromised. And at the right time, and who knows, maybe there's been some right times along the way that we don't know about. Certainly, it's rather suspicious that Joe Biden would open up our oil reserves and send it to China instead of to the American people. Very suspicious.
Think about this. Some Saudi prince comes to town, stayed at Trump International, and was one of the congressional investigations. You know, somebody just stayed at the nicest hotel that was across the street from the White House, basically, and really fancy place if you've ever been in it. It's a nice place. And so they want a congressional investigation. Biden is taking oil from our strategic reserve. We're not even talking about just normal oil deal. We're talking strategic reserve that was take it out of the reserve for us, but they're selling it to China. What, 6 million barrels or something?
Yeah.
You know, this is not letting them a can of gasoline to fill their car.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's fine. Whatever. Go ahead. Do what you're doing.
Nothing to see here. And the thing is, this happens, and where is the media in all this? See, they're all complicit. They've been complicit on this whole deal from day one. They've injured the American people with their blatant ignorance and their blatant decision not to hold Joe Biden accountable or the Democratic Party, because this is their party of choice. And they are operating on the constitutional right of a free press, but they're no longer a free or a fair press, are they?
No, and they don't read their own reporting on Joe Biden over the years. That alone would be enough. Just read their own reporting on his corruption over the years.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the truth always finds a way of coming out, and it's sooner or later. I just think it's one of those deals, the longer you wait, it gets more complex, and it's going to be that much more injurious. So stay tuned for details. We've got more from Al Parada after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy belated birthday to Al Parada. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. He's in the middle of a move. You don't even have time for birthday cake, but you're going to somehow fit it in the midst of everything else you're doing. You're incredible.
I know. No birthday cake. Yeah, I was too busy. It's kind of sad. I didn't get crabs too. That's my big bummer. I'm now in a place where crab soup's pretty much on every corner.
Yes, right, exactly.
I'll make it up somehow. But at least France celebrated my birthday Friday. They call it Bastille Day, which I think it's France for hours.
Right. Right. Well, it's okay. Speaking of France and Joe Biden, here he is. I mean. I said this going into this, Al, is that do you want Joe Biden, him being the one to negotiate anything that has to do with energy, with Saudi Arabia, good relations with the Middle East, talking to Israel, dealing with Iran, who's on the verge of going nuclear? Is Joe Biden the best that we have to negotiate all this?
Well, yeah, he's been a foreign policy expert since 1972. Haven't you read this? Haven't you read his bio? The guy. This is the man. This is the one they all know and respect. And we were told that during the 2020 campaign. World was, let me respect America again. So I don't know what you're complaining about. I mean.
Well, we were told the same thing about Obama. And Obama put us at risk, our national security, open borders. And here you've got Joe Biden with open borders and creating more havoc. He goes overseas and the team is cringing. They're constantly cringing, just thinking, okay, what goofball thing are we going to have to, deal with next? What kind of crisis management issue brought to us, by the chief executive officer of America are we going to have to deal with?
Yeah, you saw, I think, Israel released a statement where basically said, if we have to go alone to defend ourselves, we will.
Exactly.
That's dangerous. You know?
Well, this has been in the works. It was in the works during the Obama years. I mean, here Israel wanted to take out these, the nuclear infrastructure that Iran was putting together, but they needed help. They needed some help from America, and there was no way Obama was going to give it to them, even though he had said, there's no way Iran's going to go nuclear. Well, wait a minute. You say that in one side of your mouth, but the other side is that there's a sunset clause, and that sunset clause says that they will go nuclear. So how can you tell the American, how can you lie to the American people, say they will never go nuclear when there is a clause for them to do exactly that?
Well, because of climate change, the world's going to end before they finish the bomb. I guess that was
they're hoping. I guess they're hoping. Either Jesus would be back and we'd all be raptured and we don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah. They lied all the way through. Even when they were talking about making the nuclear negotiations, they claimed that they were dealing with more moderate elements in Iran. But they admitted later that was a lie. Because there's no such thing. And they also started, they actually started the negotiations with Ahmadinejad, who's like all in on a Holocaust or a nuclear Holocaust. You know, he's down with a doomsday, you know. So right. From the beginning, it was a lie. But again, part of it is the idea of the parity. If Israel has a bomb, Iran should have a bomb. They're all in on Iran, which makes it all more complicated when you go to Saudi Arabia, which doesn't exactly like Iran, and try to beg for oil. They're like, right. why should we help you when you're helping our enemy get a nuclear bomb? I mean, if you're Saudi Arabia, you got to be looking at what people are nuts.
Right.
You know,
speaking of Saudi Arabia, just sidebar real quick. It only deserves a couple of second response here. Do you think Joe Biden talked to the prince about Khashoggi?
I think so. There's some other report today that there was pushback when he did. Some more story. He might have, but I doubt he was very serious about it. I mean, it was on the card. It was right next to the one that says, "Take your seat."
Exactly. Here's the directive, and threaten that you're going to give the prince a noogie if he does it again. Right.
Yes.
Something like that.
And Nuki was in big capital letters, like your seat. It was in big capital letters on the clock.
Jeez. So, yeah. Oh, man. I mean, the thing was such a fiasco, Al, that they're more concerned about, you know, the president fist bumping, handshaking. I mean, all this other nuanced stuff. No deliverables. We knew there wasn't going to be any deliverables coming out of this trip, which is unheard of. I mean, a president of the United States doesn't go overseas unless there's something to gain and there's some end zone dance you can do where you can spike the ball and say, look what I've done for the American people. You know, save us at the midterms. You know, vote Democrat.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I mean, it's just. You could tell somebody put together a clip of Biden arriving and being greeted with Trump arriving and being greeted. Mm. And when Biden was greeted with nothing much, you know, just showing up like he was showing up for a toga party or something. But with Trump, there was the fanfare. They made a big production of him, Trump showing up.
They gave him the sword dance, right? I mean, we had over 50 leaders of the Arab nations come together and give him a sword down. They didn't even do that for Obama.
Yeah. It's respect.
Yeah.
And there's no respect for Biden. And that is a dangerous thing. It's one thing for us to joke about him. It's not, you know, have fun with it in that sense. But it's a dangerous situation if the president of the United States is not respected. And he's not. And his people aren't respected. I can't think of anybody around Biden who on the world stage commands respect.
Yeah.
Do you think they look at Harris?
Secretary
of State, Secretary of Defense. And then who do we send over to the speaking of the French? Who do we send over to the embassy? To celebrate the Steel Day, we send over Rachel Levine and the drag queen from the energy department, you know, the fetish guy, you know, that's
yes.
In the high heels, you know.
Right, really. Right.
Even the French would be looking at that going, who are you people? What are you doing with?
Right. Well, and I think that, again, this is the thing. We're not hiding anything from anybody. It's all, we've lost our mind here in America in dealing with all this stuff. I mean, here, you know, I was talking with a major general retired from the Army last week, and I said, you know, the military, to me, has their eye off the ball when they're spending so much time on pronouns as opposed to military readiness. What does that tell you?
It tells you we're in danger. You're holding on. Be ready.
Yeah. You've got China making their moves. They've made it real clear in much the same way that Putin said that with his manifesto what he was going to do with Ukraine. And then Jill Biden says, well, you know, Joe didn't know. Wait a minute. For over a year, they were lining up on the border. What do you think they were going to do? Come over and just, you know, cook s'mores there and just, you know, call it a day and maybe invite, you know, the Ukraine president over for some hot dogs or something? What did you think was going to happen? And this was all preceded by this manifesto that Putin made real clear that he was coming over to take over Ukraine, right?
Yeah. And again, it was part of, you know, he was making those moves under Obama. They just stopped under Trump.
Right.
I wonder why. So it was nothing was a surprise. There's nothing he's doing that was surprising anybody. Mm. But again, it's another thing where they were surprised by X.
Yes.
Afghanistan.
Right.
They were surprised how fast the Taliban took over.
Mm.
As if anyone with brains could have figured that out in 5 seconds. Gee,
right.
You leave during the fighting season.
Exactly.
You know, the backwards way, there's going to be chaos. They're surprised by that. They're surprised by the strength of some variant of COVID that caught this surprise. Mm-hmm. We're surprised at this. We're surprised by the inflation. We're surprised. My gosh. Isn't there anybody there who's smart enough to see what's coming a little bit down the road?
But it's the disease of the Democratic Party. I mean, let's go back. I mean, you can look back and everything is reactive. It's not proactive with them. I mean, even when Bill Clinton, you know, took over, yes, he brought the budget in, did all this stuff, but at what expense? At the expense of our military. So when we had to go overseas and fight the war, you had the kids sending letters back to their parents say, hey, would you go to Home Depot and get us some sheet metal? And they're going, what do you mean sheet metal? What are you talking about? Well, our Humvees need to be reinforced. We're dealing with bombs over here and we need sheet metal in order to add some protection to the Humvees. Are you kidding me? What? I mean, they blighted the military to such a degree they were so ill-prepared. And I got to tell you, Al, nobody's done a follow-up study on this. How many men and women unnecessarily perished because of the reactive and poor planning of the Democratic Party? You know, back from those days.
Yeah. I think John Kennedy, if he came back from the grave, would slap these people silly.
Oh, you think? I mean, this is just out of control. I mean, but this is, sadly, this is what the age of politics is all about. And particularly the Democratic Party. I mean, look, the Republican has their hot mess, too. There's no doubt. I mean, there's not a whole lot that we can brag about on either party. But by far, the Democrats get the trophy.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion. Al Parada, he's the managing editor of Stream.org. You're the best, buddy. Thank you so much. Take care. Happy birthday to you again. All right?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our
our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime.